Hello.
Good evening, everyone. This is your girl, Sierra Taylor, and you are tuned in to the Miserable Wives Club podcast. What's going on, T?
Hey, nothing much. Just got the kids settled, so I got free time and peace.
Speaking of kids, this week's episode is on parenting. So we got Big Sierra coming on, and we also have Trayvon Tro, Rosie's godfather. So by the way, everyone, T and Trey are Rose's godparents. And so I definitely need to kind of talk to them and get the conversation going about parenting, especially when it's they godchild. It's real ghetto over here. But, you know, I don't know what it was. I don't even know how I predicted this, but she definitely had an episode today. Out of all days, the day that I decide I'm going to record the podcast on parenting, my child shows out. It gives me a reason to get on here and feel some type of way about parenting. I think my number one thing that I have witnessed and experienced as a parent is going from that that individual that did not have kids, were a kid, and now having a kid, then I always knew how I would treat my kid or how it would be. And it was always, I would never do this with my kid, or it's going to be this way. Ha!
Okay, people. You know, something that goes into that conscious parenting, like, there, just like there's a time and a place for everything, I think in certain situations, you can be that conscious parent. And then in other situations, you got to show them who's really boss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they can really feel and understand, like, this is, the situation is serious and I need to get your attention. Don't get me wrong, you could do that with conscious parenting, but it takes a lot more time and a lot more patience.
You'd be
and
stressed
depending
out
on how severe the situation is, you need them to understand right then and there. So conscious parent Monday through Friday, but on the weekends, you're going to get whatever I got coming because I am relaxed and I'm chilling.
I don't think that people realize, like, children are still people. They're still people, and they're going to do whatever they want to do, no matter how scared they are of you. Like, honestly, I got to a point with my kid where I thought, maybe she ain't scared of me. And that's crazy. Like, you need to be scared. I need the fear of God in you when I speak. But it's just that, like, part, when you try to go the good route with it, it's just like, that don't work. What's going on, Sierra?
What's going on, ladies? What's up, T? What's up, C?
Hey, Big C. How are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's going down in the Miserable Wives podcast today?
Girl, we're talking about parenting. Ooh. And I was just telling, to reiterate what I was saying, I chose the right day to record the podcast because it's the day that my kid wanted to have an episode. So,
not that she done showed up and showed out.
Yes, ma'am, Pam. Yes, ma'am, Pam. Yes, she did. And so I was just telling T how, you know, and I hate to be repetitive to the audience, but, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all are okay with hearing this again. I used to be that person that didn't have a kid. So like, when I have a kid, I ain't gonna do this. I ain't gonna let them do that. They ain't gonna do this. Girl. And look at me now.
Doing the same thing you said you were gonna do.
Yes. Not only that, it's just one of those things, is not only am I experiencing it, but when other people try to tell me how to parent, that's one thing I've learned. As a parent, you can't tell another parent how to parent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you ain't got no kids at all, you better shut the front door. And I'm telling you, you cannot tell people without kids cannot tell people with kids how to parent. And even people with kids, you can't tell other people how to parent. Like, because this is a 24-hour, 265-day-a-year thing. Like, it's always, especially for us mothers, like, you could be at work, busy as Sam and Paul. The school call you, you need to come get your kid.
Girl, you got to drop everything and go.
You're the first, you're always, mom is always the first, you know, the first parent that's going to get called for the most part, unless it's a single dad. And I do know a guy that's like that. He does everything. Everything.
Girl, shout out to him.
I know.
He probably understands the struggles that I think, you know, and it's not saying that fathers are not involved, but as a mother, right? Like, you and that child has had a bond for the whole 9 months together, and you already looking ahead as to like what to do when this happens and when that happens. Most fathers are like, oh no, what you plan on doing? How are we gonna fix this? How are we gonna do that? Like, they don't necessarily think about, you know, like, okay, if, like, for instance, like, if it's cold outside, your child need to have a jacket on, because come a week later they go sniffing, sneezing, and coughing. Especially in time of COVID, guess what? That child gonna miss school, and now you got to figure out, how am I gonna work, do what I need to do, and take care of my child while they out at school, all because of one single decision that somebody did not think about. You know what I mean? So,
girl, when I say I was hot today, I wish I was making this up. I wish I was, but that's another thing. The new, like, quote unquote, it's like unspoken, but unspoken rules of parenting is just like, you cannot discipline your kid in public or you just might go to jail. I don't like that.
Who? Who don't discipline their kids? Okay. What type of discipline? How about that?
Well,
the one that get their attention, honey.
Okay, that part, because I ain't gonna incriminate myself. But what I am saying is, when we out in public, what I'm gonna say? Go stand in the wall in the corner? No,
no. I mean, but there's a difference. See, and that's the thing. Like, people, they get it all messed up, because there's a difference between spanking and WWE knockdown, smack down, drag your kids in the middle of the aisle. You know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference. And the thing is that some of these parents today, they don't discipline their kids. They want to be their friend because they figure they want to do the opposite of what, you know, may have happened to them, and they want to be closer to their kids because of what's happening, you know, out there in the world socially. There's the other part where you sit up there, you make your bed when it comes to parenting your kids. You're going to lay in it when they hit them teenage years, when they hit them adult years and things like that. Because it's going to come back a time where you in the store and you trying to say, okay, we're going to do this, sweetheart, don't worry. And then their teenage years, they be like, shut the F up, mom. Ho! Ho! So there is a difference between, again, disciplining, and also, you know, going to jail. There's a big difference. And for the parents who look down or who be looking at your kids, like, you know, and it's like, I can't believe that she yelled at him like that. Okay, but I guarantee you, when you get home, your Susie, Bobby, Ricky, whoever you got at your house, they ain't following nothing that you saying, but I bet you my child, they understand, and that they understand as soon as we leave that store and that car ride gonna be quiet, baby, because they scared, honey. They
I need to feel the fear in the air. I need to feel it. Because I think it was when she was 4. I can't remember where we were at. We were somewhere. She did something, like, I try not to put my hands on her, because it's just one of those mechanisms. I don't want her to, because of course she's 5 now, but I don't want her to grow up and fear someone that's bigger than her is going to hit her. Like, no, you need to be ready. But at the same time, I don't want to be hitting on her, because that's going to result to her hitting on other people. But at the same time, it's just like, it's my mouth, because I could be really mouthy with her. But anywho, I want to say it was in Target, and she did something, girl. I didn't even grab her arm. I yanked that shirt, girl. I guess the shirt just hurt the lady's feelings now, because she said, is everything okay? Girl, you better get the fuck back. Oh, can you see out of my mouth? I'm sorry. Listen, audience, I am so sorry. That was my natural instinct. You better get the... Do you want to get snatched up by your shirt, too? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't like... But I seen, like, the way I responded to the lady... She looked like she had something, like it made her kind of buck up. I'm like, you trying to take up for somebody you don't even know, be stressing me out. Like, you need to mind your business.
You don't even know the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because this is just a little shirt, all right? Like, this is a shirt. I'm just yanking her by the shirt, like, cut it out. Like, you know, like, I didn't even put my hands on her like that. It's just like, I guess she felt some type of way. And so for people like that, it's just like, I'm not a dangerous parent. I barely whoop my kid, but I will pluck. I will yank a piece of clothing. I feel like eventually, and that's why I had to, you know, I'd be talking to my daughter and telling her, like, cause she has, it's like the small version of me. So she's really smart mouth. She just know she can't be saying curse words and stuff. Not that I curse around her all of the time, but I do swear. I am an old sailor.
Wait, so what's the difference between cursing and swearing? Ain't that the same thing?
It is the same thing. So she knows. She's like, don't. She's like the grammar police. Don't say that. Hey, mommy, don't do that. I'm like, Rose, okay, yeah. I'm not. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be better. I'm not, but you need to listen.
Yeah. I would say, like, full transparency for me. I started to raise my daughter in the way that I was raised, and it was ask questions after you get this. All right, we already know what this is. Ain't no talking back, ain't no correcting. If my mama said the sky was purple and I go outside like, Ma, the sky blue, that's talking back. That's
That's what I'm going through right now. Yeah, that's what I'm going through. The correcting. It's like, I told my son, I don't hear no water. You need to get in that tub. 2 seconds later, Mama, the water running. I'm like, you know something? I'm not even about to do this with you because you don't even know how that sounds back. You think you're just responding to what I said and doing what I said. But in reality, it's disrespectful and it's rude.
I think that's the thing. We kind of like
don't sound that way. Just like they're holding a conversation because they're being taught like this is how you're supposed to have a conversation. Or, you know, if you feel like you're being wrong, you need to stand up for yourself. But baby, them teachers don't know that ends when the bell rings, honey.
Okay.
<That's cool>. Like,
okay.
Look,
for real. You know, I try to tell my kid this because she'll say stuff and I'd be looking like, when it, like, just know. And I forewarn her, when you get to them teenage years, right now you think it's cute and I just tell you to shut your mouth. But when you get to them teenage years and you try to, you think you about to buck. Because I know you probably going to be just as tall as me, if not taller. You think you about to buck. Just know. Yes. Mama, I've been training for this my whole life. Don't play with me.
Look, put the black lines under the eyes. Put the headband. Oh, girl is ready to go down. But I used to parent my daughter in a way that I used to be parenting. And again, you know, ask questions later, don't go against the grain and stuff like that. But then I had to realize that these kids are not built the same way that we were. And it's a whole new ball game. And they'll be quick to be like, that hurts my feelings.
Girl, yeah.
Like, what? Yep. What is feelings, honey? Because I didn't have those. What do you mean hurt my feelings? Like, no, we're not doing that. And it's even to the point now, like when my mom come to visit, I have to give my mom the spiel on the way to my house. I'm like, Mom, you can't treat her the way that you treated me. You can't talk to her the way that you talk to me, because it's a new, you know, day and age. And here go my mama talking about it. I don't make no doggone sense. She's so sensitive and soft and blah, 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 and yada, yada. And she just going off. And in my day, we ain't do none of this. And I was like, okay. For as real? We riding, you know, down the highway. And so, but now, do I forego the whole disciplining? No. I got a mouth too, and I will say the things that I need to say, and she will, and that's, and I realize that's all that she needs. Mm-hmm. You know, she just needs like that good, you know, cussing out or whatever. And the thing is that you have to find something that really gets to the kids in order for them to listen versus them being rebellious. So my daughter hates being embarrassed, like to the point where if she hates it to the point where she will like duck and hide. So if we're in the store and I know she's not listening, I like will scream her name really loud to everybody stop and look. And I'd be like, you need to cut it out now. And when I tell you, girl, she walking in formation like she belong in Beyonce video. she gets to it, but that's more effective, you know, consequences.
Yeah.
Taking stuff away. But every now and then, I don't disagree. Every now and then you got to.
Yeah, because that's why I be trying to tell her, because yeah, my mom is the sweetest mom ever, and how we grew up, like, but that's the thing. Mom was the sweetest person, but she could be a rattlesnake. So when she was like, my daughter, I'm gonna call Nana Moni.
Ooh.
I'm like, girl, do you know your grandma used to smack the piss out of me? Like, come on now, like, you don't even know who you're about to call right now. Like, I'm gonna tell her that you hurt my feelings, girl. Okay, call her. But call her.
But grandmas, they more grandparents, yeah, they're a little bit more softer with your kids
now.
Yeah. Talk about now.
Now, don't do that. Don't. My mom, she's like, don't talk to her. Like, don't scare her like that. I'm like, Mom, you have slapped me so hard before that I seen kind of like stars. Like, what are you talking about? I ain't even hitting her. Like, but yeah, so she know who to call. But that, I think it makes it fun, because it's just like, I actually do have conversations with her, but in the heat of the moment, like the way my thoughts just come out sometimes, I'll be like, Lord, please, I need to say a prayer. Because today, like, I know her teacher was trying to see, like, what is she gonna do? What is she gonna say?
Ooh, none of not it the is teacher that. Done snitched on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like it when teachers do that, because they know. They already be looking at me like, Rose's mom is not.
Not.
I'm not social. Let's just put it like that. I am not social at all. I try to be, but it's just like, I have so much going on that it's just like the stuff they try to do at the elementary school, I'd be like, oh, I'm too late.
Now, do they tell you? Now, this is the problem that I have. I just want to see if they do that with you. Do they wait until stuff be building up because they be trying to save them and then tell you? Or do the teacher tell you, like, at the beginning?
When she usually tells me.
My son, his teacher saves him every time. Like, she'll say, he had a moment, but overall he had a good day. And then she leave me a message and saying, yeah, he pushed somebody and they got into a fight. And I'm like, wait, what? Overall, he had.
That's a moment.
Right. That's a moment.
Right.
This teacher's got patience.
She knows that. Yeah, I told her, I was like, in our household, a moment, it outweighs the, you know, the overall good day.
Right, especially
that type of moment.
Mm-hmm.
But she just she loves him, she cares for him, and I get it, but that's not helping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that parenting is just, it's one of those things that we could go on and on, because there's a lot of different styles. I know, like with our kids, they're school age now, but like even with babies, it's like a new set of love, a new set of patience. And that's what I kind of wanted to get some insight on you, with you, T, because it's brand spanking new for you. So we got like one more minute. So go ahead. Pop your sugar honey iced tea.
Not that you're gonna try to soften it up after you done said get the F-bomb.
Man, yeah, these kids will be taking me through it. My youngest, he is a breastfed baby, so he is attached, you know. And lately he's been throwing tantrums. And I just don't understand. And then my oldest, it's like he sees him throwing a tantrum and he like, oh, I gotta outdo him. But then he started acting a certain type of way. So then I gotta take it back to the 99 to the 2000s and act cool. And they be looking at me like, they both look at me like, oh, mama tripping. I'm not tripping. Y'all brought me here. Okay. So I gotta show y'all who y'all mama used to be.
Yeah.
Before I laid down and made y'all, okay?
When she said the 99 to 2000s, why my dumb ass is like, dum, 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 you working with that
But that's back in when we was getting, you know, right, getting, our parents were treating us a certain type of way. So when I say that time frame, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, man, I tell you, I love, you know, my newborn. My oldest is 7. But I can tell you, this parenting is ghetto.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
It's fun. It's fun, though.
It's a lot of fun. But so is the ghetto.
It is. It is. Very true.
I believe in conscious parenting. I believe in talking to my kid and allowing him to express his feelings.
Yes.
And allowing him to be vulnerable emotionally with me, because that's all they know. Mm-hmm. That's all they react off his emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I wish that I had growing up.
Yeah.
I had it, but I never had it to this level. Mm-hmm. So I always think about that throughout my days. Like, how can I become a better parent for my kids?
That is amazing. Like, you need to say it again for the people in the back, because
and the people on the phone, me,
a better parent for my kids, because people don't realize we all grew up as, you are a reflection of your parents. Mm-hmm. That's what your mama told you. You're a reflection of me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I'm doing is trickling off to my kids. And I know how that affected me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to happen to my babies.
Right.
And I'm learning even more now that I'm doing it a second time around. Oh, yeah. I definitely got to do better. My oldest son, we went through the trenches together. Like, I feel like I grew up as a woman and as a parent, everything with him. With my second one, I feel like I'm more patient. I'm more calm. Mm-hmm. I have a better idea of what I'm doing, but with my oldest, I'm just winging it. Parenting is really just winging it.
You are absolutely right. I just want to, like, you know, praise you and highlight the fact that you said, like, let your kids express themselves no matter, I'm not going to say no matter how it comes out, but you have to let them do that, because we didn't have that. And expressing ourselves was a sign of disrespect. So I couldn't have said it any better than that. Like, girl, that was really powerful. And I hope that people are listening, like, allow that, like you said, like, you allow your son to be vulnerable. Parents have to be vulnerable too, and learn how to communicate with their child properly, so that way they won't, you know, pick up some of those habits, and it carries on. So
all right, guys, so our time is up. I feel like I definitely had some other stuff because parenting is just like we're on the surface right now with this, but our time is almost up, and everybody knows what podcast this is. The Miserable Wives Club podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to send in topic recommendations. To be honest with you, we may come back on Saturday and double back on this parenting thing because there's a lot of things that I wanted to touch as far as parenting is concerned, but our time is limited. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be publishing soon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.